What is positive parenting? I just did a little internet search and I literally searched define positive parenting, and this is what came up. Positive parenting is focused on developing a strong, deeply committed relationship between parent and child based on communication and mutual respect. Positive parenting focuses on teaching children not just what, but also why. Positive parenting means training children toward self-control. If just a little disclaimer, I've been having some issues with my little recording app here. So if I have to stop this, just know that there's going to be a part two to this, so look for that if that's the case. Anyways, okay, back to positive parenting here. So for those of you who have been following me for a while, either on Instagram, Facebook, or my blog, and I will put my details in the details of this podcast episode if you want to follow me anywhere, but you know that I'm like a big advocate for positive parenting. I am a true believer in this system, guys. I have tested it and know that it works. At least it's worked for my daughter. And yeah, I'm just a huge fan of the positive parenting method. And so I've had some people, I recently did an Instagram poll on my Instagram story to find out some topics that my followers are most interested in, and positive parenting was one of the winners. And so I'm just gonna try and focus a little bit more of my content on positive parenting here and just take it step by step, just to try and help my followers, listeners, readers, whomever you are. To develop positive parenting more in your lives. So, I came up with three super easy ways that you can integrate, is that the right word? Implement, positive parenting into your parenting styles. So, number one is to sweeten your tone of voice. So a lot of the things that we say to our kids, it's actually not bad. Like we can say a lot of the same things, although the things that we're saying, they may not be ideal, but a way that you can start to move towards a more positive parenting method is just to say it more sweetly. So you can say, "Stop it now," and you don't have to yell it or say it in a threatening or scary way. You can just say that, "Stop that now," or "Stop that right now." You can say it softer. You don't have to yell it. You don't have to yell at all, period. So whatever you say normally, just focus from here on out to say it with a sweeter tone of voice. So just start there. It's the simplest way we can put it, or the simplest way we can start is just by simply sweetening our tone of voice. Number two is using positive language. So, this one, at least for me, takes a lot more focus and effort, and I'm actually constantly catching myself all day long saying things negatively. So, for instance, my husband has been out of town. He's coming back tonight, and I've been alone. And will have been alone for like, I don't know, 36 hours or something. And my daughter, after we dropped my husband off at the airport, I made two charts. I made a good girl chart and a bad girl chart. And whenever she does something good, she gets a good sticker. And whenever she does something bad, she gets a bad sticker. And whichever one has the most stickers by the time my husband gets back in town, we'll determine whether or not we get to go to her favorite park. And so while my husband's been gone, I've caught myself saying, Don't do that or you're going to get a bad sticker. But today, and I'm giving myself a pat on the back because I've been really trying to focus on this. Today, I was saying things, instead of saying, don't do that or you're going to get a bad sticker, I was saying, do you want to get a good sticker? Well, then you better not do that, or then you better do this, you know? So that's just one example of speaking more positively. So instead of saying no or don't or stop it or don't do that, try to say something positive instead. So instead of saying no, you can say, yes, maybe we could do that later, or yes, you can have that donut after you finish your lunch, or, you know, just you be the judge for yourself, for your kids, and for your own home and family, how you're going to implement more of your positive language, positive speech into your lives. But that is my second suggestion for developing more of a positive parenting skill. And the third is just to smile and laugh a lot. I think life is really hard for kids. I think that there's a reason. I'm a true believer in this. I actually believe that there is a legitimate reason why little small children are so prone to temper tantrums and wild emotions and lots of crying and lots of frustration. And if you think about it, it totally makes sense, because they are these tiny little developing minds and developing humans with such a small understanding for this huge, huge universe and everything that's going on around them. And not only are they trying to take in everything that's happening around them, they're actually trying to grow and develop and mimic you, and they're trying to do what they're learning and what they're seeing. And sometimes it doesn't always work out the way that they had planned or the way that they had thought it would go in their heads, and then they get us yelling and screaming at and berating them all day long. And we, as their parents, are their number one trusted source or resource, or we are their trust blanket. We are the people that they are supposed to be able to fall back on or rely on for all sorts of emotional security. And security blanket, that is the word that I was looking for. We are their security blanket, and we need to be that. We need to be that person for them. We have to understand that it's really hard growing up. It really is. There's just a lot of stimuli, and not all of it is very positive. And so we need to be the positive stimuli in their life, or stimuli. We need to be as positive as possible for them. They need to know that where their heart is, which is in us, where their heart is, it is safe. It is treasured. It is respected. And it is going to be forever taken care of. And if we betray that, it will result in lack of trust, disobedience, acting out, all of the things that we as parents experience, especially in the whole toddlerhood and three-nager stage. Because we don't either understand that, or we don't want to believe that, because it's just easier to berate and yell. And I'm guilty of this, guys. I do this every single day. I'm battling myself every single day to be a more positive parent. So my point is that these precious, tender, perfect, vulnerable, special little spirits need us, their security blanket, to be that positive, that positivity, that sole source of positivity in their life. They need to look at us and see a smile in our eyes. They need to look at us and learn how to laugh Learn how to laugh when things are hard or when things are just ridiculous. There's a good example is, and I don't know if I've already shared this, but I have this little like workout group that I go hang out with a few women and we work out together and our kids play. And one of my friends, her daughter tripped and fell and she was crying. And my friend walks over to her and she's like, oh, did you get hurt? Let me see it, blah, blah, blah. And this little girl is just like screaming her face off. And then my friend starts tickling her. And then her daughter just starts laughing. And I was like, and like everyone just starts smiling. Like we were all smiling because of this interaction. And I just said out loud, I was literally like, wow, that turned around fast, you know? And I just think that it's that simple. I think that we don't have to take everything so seriously. We don't have to be so uptight or negative. I think that we can chillax quite a bit, actually. And it's not going to be the end of the world either. Like, I think that we as parents have this, like, terrible fear that if we're too lax on our children that they're going to be out of control and just wild and crazy and, you know, I don't even know, super villains, but they're not. I think that if we do it right, obviously, if we are that, at least just that positivity, that source of positivity in their lives, that not only will our relationship benefit from it, not only will we have more happiness and joy and respect in our relationship with our children, but they will also learn how to have happiness even through the tough times in their own life. And they'll learn how to laugh when things get tough. And I think that's a really important thing. I think that a lot of people would benefit more from smiling and laughing. And there are definitely proven benefits from smiling. Like, it literally releases hormones that make you feel happy. And so, I think that, anyways, those are my three tips for you to implement positive parenting in your own homes and families. Just to recap, one, sweeten your tone of voice. You don't necessarily have to change what you're saying yet. Just say everything that you say, just say it a little bit sweeter and softer. Two is use positive language. And three is smile and laugh a lot. That's it for today. Best luck to everyone. This is the Orozco Way.